Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Throwaway All Hurt, who says, "My husband admitted to his friends that he didn't find me beautiful. Nothing feels the same anymore." And it does come with an update as well. "I'm newly married. After our honeymoon, my husband had a group video call with his best friends. After I said hello and chatted for a bit with them, I excused myself to go for a walk. I decided I needed to get my raincoat because it looked like it was about to rain, but my husband and his friends thought I've already gone out. They started interrogation about our honeymoon and they were all teasing and laughing until one of his best friends asked him if my looks were still an issue for him. My husband told her that he loved me and that we had a great honeymoon and that I'm beautiful on the inside, and he said, 'You can't have it all.' She insisted on wondering whether he felt he downgraded from his ex-girlfriend, and he said, 'Maybe, but she, me, makes me happy.' Another friend then interjected and said I wasn't bad looking if I lost some weight, and my husband agreed. Nothing feels the same anymore. I always knew I wasn't beautiful, but I thought that he liked how I looked, or at least didn't mind it so much. I know he values my other qualities and that he loves me and is very kind to me, but I don't feel good with him and I haven't been happy since that day, 5 weeks ago. I have lost weight under these weeks and he's paid me a lot of compliments about that, but I don't want him commenting anything about my physical appearance anymore. I hate every encouraging word he has to say, and yet I feel I need to be more appealing to him. I feel so much hurt, it's insane." And as I said, we do have an update to this post, but this absolutely is just shit. To me, that it feels like there must have been already some discussion in the background about OP and the way that they feel about OP. I mean, who says this sort of stuff to their friends? I couldn't imagine ever saying anything like that, you know, telling your friends you can't have it all. They're beautiful on the inside, so, you know, I'll live with it kind of thing. And then another one of the friends, like, asking if he felt like he downgraded from his ex-girlfriend, and then the husband replied saying, "Maybe, but she makes me happy." And to me in this, I feel like I would have to tell him. I don't think it would make a difference to the outcome for me in the end, but I feel like I'd have to tell him to let him know. Yeah, you know, I've heard the hurtful things that you said about me, or at least agreed to about me. But it's also like many of these stories that we cover, I always think about, would I be able to look at that person the same way again? Would I be able to trust that person the same way again? Knowing that they're talking about me in the background in, you know, a negative way. Just because they thought about me and they said, you know, you can't have it all. So what if someone does come along who does have it all for husband? Is that it? Would they think about getting with that person then? And that's probably a jumping statement, but, you know, it's just what pops into my head as I read it. But Oi Want Kenobi says, "Ugh, this sucks. What his friend said and what he said just suck. There's no nice way to say it. That being said, communication is so key, especially when your marriage is so new. Ideally, nothing will change after you get married, but it's not as easy to walk out after an argument or tough conversation. Tell him what you heard. Tell him how it made you feel. If he denies it, don't let him gaslight you and say you misheard it. Show him this post if you need to. This is something you need to talk about together. Losing weight for health is great, but don't do it just to please someone else. It could be something as simple as, 'I really like it when you put your hair up,' or 'When you do your makeup like that, it's really attractive. I know my husband has preferences and I have them for him.' Please talk to him. Don't beat yourself up. He clearly loves you. But maybe he's just really not great at expressing how he truly feels about you." Tinkerbell says, "You should tell him what you heard. Don't shoulder this hurt alone. He should feel bad too. Caroline says, "Am I the only one who gets a very bad impression of the female friend who kept insisting on, wondering whether he felt he downgraded from his ex-girlfriend? It feels very odd that she was the one to bring up your looks in the first place, as well as to bring up his past relationship and compare it to the woman he chose to spend the rest of his life with. Just a thought." Nim says, "Talk to him about this, see what happens. I'm not married, but I've been with my SO for coming on to 4 years. I can't imagine not speaking about something like this, especially for 5 weeks. OP replies saying, "I was a bit embarrassed to be honest, and since I didn't make my presence known for them, it felt like eavesdropping and I was embarrassed even more." My Immortal Flesh says, "Girl, the only way you'll be able to move past this is if you tell your husband everything you feel. Stop acting shy, stop throwing yourself a pity party. Communication is the key to either healing a wound or finding the best solution to a problem. Good luck. P.S. Tell your husband he's not exactly Chris Hemsworth either." OP replies saying, "Thank you. You made me laugh, and yes, I've been throwing myself a pity party these last few weeks, but I just felt so hurt. We're supposed to be all butterflies now. I never wanted him to think I'm the most beautiful woman. I just hated the fact there was an issue and that he discussed it with his friends. And no, he's no Chris Hemsworth. He's probably more Chris Griffin." And one more from Rough Theme, who says, "Woo, not thinking you're the prettiest is one thing, but letting his friends call his new wife ugly while also comparing you to his ex is downright cruel. I'd be rethinking the whole relationship at this point. That is not love." So now we're going to move on to the update to find out what happened next. So, hi again. I'm so overwhelmed with the support I got from you. I'm truly happy I had this opportunity to vent to online strangers and get help. When I wrote here, I wasn't planning on talking to my husband about it, and I needed to vent somewhere. I have an update, and I apologize because it's going to be long and contains more off-my-chest venting. I told my husband what I'd overheard him and his friends were talking about. I asked him if I was ugly to him, and he was shocked and told me, of course not. I asked him about his ex-girlfriend, who I never even heard of, and he started telling me how he, before he met me, only went after looks. The last one was his ex-girlfriend, who according to him, only used him and made him feel miserable. When the relationship ended, he thought back on his love life and realized that he actually never felt happiness in his relationships and promised himself to find someone different from what he'd usually gone for. Our marriage wasn't arranged, to answer one of the comments in my previous post, but where I come from, people don't have sex before marriage. My husband and I met about 2 years ago through mutual friends. We talked for about a year before he proposed and now we are married. His friends, who he's known for over a decade since college, were very surprised upon meeting me, because I'm not his usual type, and apparently, in the beginning he told them that he wasn't so sure about me, but that he was trying something new. When he got to know me better and we started to get along and to talk for hours, he said he realized that he hasn't been happy with anyone else before, maybe ever. Before our wedding, his ex-girlfriend reached out to him and told him she was still in love with him. She was freaking out because she's heard that he was getting married in a couple of months and it was now or never for her. My husband told this to his friends and they suggested that he should meet up with his ex-girlfriend to at least get his closure, if nothing else. He did, and he realized he made the right decision of choosing me. I had to interrogate him to get all of this out of him. I wasn't taking no for an answer. He said he loved me, and I believed him. He does love and care about me, and he's truthful when he says I make him happy, but after hearing everything, I don't know what to feel. Everything he said felt blah. Maybe it's my own high expectations of what love and marriage is. I may be being unrealistic, but I really thought more passion, lust, and butterflies were involved, at least in the beginning. It was for me anyway, but for him, it just feels like he chose me based only on his past experiences and had nothing to do with me. He has replaced beauty and passion with oatmeal. It's good for you, but nothing you look forward to having. I'm probably just a hopeless romantic. I don't know, but it sucked finding out this so early in my marriage. Now everything is back to normal, and yet, not really. He's more careful to show me love and compliment me. I got flowers and jewelry, and he has booked me a weekend trip. I don't know if it's hurt or disappointment that I'm feeling, and I don't know if I'm disappointed in him, in my dreams, or this whole marriage thing, but I feel that everything is different now. Edit to add, the friends were interrogating my husband because they thought his ex was more his type, and choosing me wouldn't work in the long run. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How would you feel if you was with OP? Would you be able to look at that person the same way again? Or would you be able to find a way through it? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And our next story comes from CheapTor9949, who asks, am I the asshole for giving my dad his money back in front of his other kids and telling him he was no longer welcome at my graduation? My graduation ceremony is being held next week. My dad had given me some money in advance to pay for the party. I live mostly with my mum, but they were supposed to be hosting the event together. Dad and I have a rocky relationship. After my parents divorced when I was 4, they split custody of me and he was able to stay a good dad. When I was 10, he met Jane. Jane had 3 kids, twins and a single kid. They got married when I was 12, but I would say even before that, I felt like he prioritized their kids over me a lot. He would cancel plans with me if they wanted to do something and would either do the thing with them or force me to go and say it was even better than our plans, when for me, it wasn't. Think going for a hike with me versus taking them to an indoor play area, or seeing a movie with me versus the kiddie park. One more example is when I was given a ticket for a concert my dad and I both love. He was supposed to buy a ticket to come with me for some father/son time, but he spent it on his youngest stepkid who wanted their room painted. He told me at the last minute and it hurt. There are other times stuff like this happened. He didn't show up at the hospital when I broke my arm because one stepkid was getting their tonsils out and wanted both him and his wife there. He told my mom over the phone to tell me that he was proud of me for being brave and understanding, even though I never said that shit. When I would bring this stuff up to him, he'd tell me it was natural to feel jealous of sharing his attention. That was all he would say. In 2019, he told my mum he would split the cost of a trip I wanted to go on with one of my clubs because she didn't have the money all by herself. My mum had her half saved. We told my dad he needed to pay. He said bills were tight and it was the twins' birthdays and the money needed to go on something for them. He told me we could do something as a family when the trip happened instead. I told him to forget it, that he was making it clear who was more important and I was going to stay with my mum where it actually mattered. Mum borrowed money to cover the other half of the trip. Dad told me he regretted making me feel less important and we were working on things and then the graduation money was given about a month ago. Then a week ago, he called and told me how one of the stepkids was being bullied, how bad of a time they're having it, and with that money, they could help cheer them up for their birthday. I was pissed. I hung up. Then 2 days later, I showed up at his doorstep, gave him the money and told him I didn't want to see him or his new family at my graduation and that he had chosen who was more important, so he better stay out of my life. His stepkids and 2 younger bio kids were there. I didn't stick around. He called and told me we needed to talk it out like adults and that I had hurt the kids' feelings. His wife freaked out on me, so I blocked her. Am I the asshole? And we're going to start off with Candence Quandary, who says, as a mum with kids from 2 marriages, I will say absolutely not the arsehole. Your dad consistently and constantly chose everyone else above you. This is not okay. Making and breaking promises is disgusting. Saying one thing and then backing out is gross. And asking for the money back? No. Just freaking no. He's not a father. He's a spineless sperm donor who deserves nothing from you. You needed a father, and he was absolutely not it. And I'm sorry. Neglectful Gardner says not the arsehole. He has made it very clear who he has chosen. It's up to him to reach out and make it up to you. To which Opie replies saying it's too late for that now. He started to, but has yet again proved that they will always come first. Now he can live with that, and I'll move on with my life without him in it. King says not the arsehole, but I hope you go no contact with him now. He's either going to apologise with half nothings and say how sorry he is and then do what he's always done, or he's going to try and guilt you into apologising for something that was never your fault in the first place. You don't need such a shit father in your life, to be honest. He's made his bed, let him lie in it. You are a strong person, and with this weight off your back, you'll soar even higher. Best of luck, Opie, and have a fun graduation. It sure will be better without your shame of a father in it. He's only going to talk about his stepkids there anyways. A deleted user says not the arsehole, you did right, kid. Your dad is the biggest arsehole ever. He constantly prioritizes stepkids over you, and that's not right. Best thing for you to do is go on with your life. Whether it's college or military, just go be successful and be a better father down the line if you ever have kids. And one more from Featon who says, not the arsehole. Your dad has let you down time and time again and just expected you to just sit there like a dog and take it. Your dad is 100% the arsehole for never putting you or your needs first. Maybe going no contact for a while and cutting him out of your life entirely will help you out in the long run. Because it sounds as though his propensity for putting you on the back burner has begun to impact your mental health just a bit. Shake my head. No child deserves to feel like an afterthought when it comes to their parents, and unfortunately, that's exactly what your dad has been doing to you. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How would you act if you was in OP's position? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. So, our next story is from Not Pay for College, who says, am I the arsehole for no longer paying for my sister's college after the thing she said about my new relationship after my wife passed? Some info. My wife passed away January 2019, after fighting cancer for years. Over a year after that, I, 33 male, started a relationship with a close friend of mine that I've known for years before. My girlfriend and I are about a year and 7 months into our relationship. It was unexpected, but things really blossomed between us, so I gave it a chance. My parents knew about our relationship, as did some friends. A few weeks ago, we decided to start sharing the news that we are expecting our first child, since she's now in her second trimester. My sister, 26 female, was home from college when we made the announcement after we got together at our parents' place. She was openly against the whole thing right away. How could I do this to my wife? Didn't I care about her? And she's so disgusted to be related to a brother like me who would cheat on his sick wife. Stuff that didn't even happen. Then she asked us, how would our kid feel when they find out they're an affair child? My dad got really mad at her. He told her to leave if she can't act civil, so that's what she did. It was super unsettling for me, but I thought, okay, it was probably from shock. After that, she hadn't stopped telling me things, mostly how shameful she feels to have a brother who would make a new life with someone else after losing my wife. The timeline was explained to her before. We started our relationship well over a year after, so in no way was it ever an affair. I gave her a couple of weeks to cool down, then decided to send a message to ask if we could talk. She says she doesn't associate with cheating pigs, since I've been helping her for the past 2 years to pay for a college course so she can be a full-time student working part-time rather than the other way around. I told her then she probably doesn't want to be associated with the money of a cheating pig. That's where it seems I'm an arsehole because it affects my sister's education over petty words, at least according to my mum. Even my sister says I'm beyond low because now I'm trying to punish her for speaking the truth, knowing how much this would set her back if she can't pay for her own classes on her own. Which means she needs a full-time job again, and then would make it take longer to complete her BA. But if she's that uncomfortable with being associated with me, then why pay for her? At least that's how I see it, but maybe it's just the anger talking. Am I the arsehole? So what was the sister getting at in this particular post that OP, because unfortunately he lost his wife, that you have to stay alone and can't get with no one else and that's it. I'm sure OP's wife who had passed away wouldn't want that for their husband either. And sister is 26 in this, you know, and now she's going to learn there is consequences for her actions. And, you know, even in some ways, even if she did apologize after all that, I'm not sure I'd still be comfortable paying for her again. After everything you've done for her, she's treated you like absolute shit. And I will add, and before I do add it, I'm not you excusing the behavior at all. As we always say, mental health, grief, whatever, is never an excuse to be an asshole. But maybe there is some grief still going on with sister. We didn't really hear how close she was to wife, so maybe it was something to do with that. But again, I'm not excusing the behavior at all. But pay student loans is not the asshole. So big of her to be so against you but still want your money. Just shows where her true feelings are. The Moby Dick says, your other sister says, I'm trying to punish her for speaking the truth. Yeah, no. That's not what you are doing. You're declining to continue your generosity to a person that is falsely accusing you of committing adultery. Not the arsehole. Let her pay for her own education and by all means keep her away from your girlfriend. Being pregnant is stressful enough, but having a family member of her SO say such cruel things must take a toll. Good luck with your and your girlfriend's pregnancy. Here's hoping you have a healthy and happy child. Dr. Mindbender's Monocle says not the arsehole. She isn't entitled to go to college and should pay for it herself. She is 26. If she is dumb enough to bite the hand that feeds her, maybe she isn't fit for college anyways. You in no way are obliged to help her out, especially after the hurtful things she said about your newer relationship. Sparkle.com says not the arsehole. Your sister is a garbage person. Sorry, that's a harsh thing to say, but she's seriously abusing you and using your late wife's memory to do it. You don't owe her anything. She should have thought about what she wanted from you before deciding to be so cruel. For what it's worth, I have stage 4 cancer, and I hope and expect my husband of 20 odd years to remarry when I'm gone, as long as it's to someone nice. Otherwise, I'll haunt them. And Zookeeper GameWise says, nope, not the arsehole, not at all. Why should you help someone who is so blatantly disrespectful of you? Besides, since she, apparently, cannot even do math involved in the timeline, I'd be genuinely concerned that she's wasting her time and your money in this course. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? If you was in OP's shoes, would you ever be able to forgive sister for what she said? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, as always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world. So thank you so much for what you do. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.